On Friday, investors celebrated. The S&P 500, Dow Jones, and the NASDAQ indexes all reached record highs. Again, Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So if you're invested in the stock market, you know it's been a pretty good few months. If you're not, you might be thinking, well, what is all this about? Jill, just briefly give us a recap of what's been happening of late on Wall Street.
You know, I'll give you a broader recap going back to 2022, which was a lousy year to be an investor. That was the year you were like so psyched that you didn't own a stock because all of the stock market, everything seemed to go down. The bond market went down. It was just a rough, rough year. Last year was a pretty amazing year. And that was the year where you sort of got paid back for the terrible 2022. And so in 2023, we saw all the major indexes rise in value, led higher mostly by big technology names, some of them that you might be wildly familiar with, like the Apples, Alphabets, and Amazons, some that you're maybe not so familiar with, like a big company called NVIDIA. These were the companies that helped push indexes higher last year and are also leading the way this year in 2024.
Speaking of Amazon, just today officially joined the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is the oldest, most recognizable index in the country. But you wrote in a recent column that the Dow is actually a pretty poor indicator of what's going on in the financial markets. Why is that?
Well, although it is the oldest, it doesn't make it the best. So it was introduced in 1896. It was meant to give all of us a way to gauge what the overall performance of financial markets were doing. And so initially it tracked 12 companies. They were supposed to represent the most important industries in the U.S. By 1928, we went up to 30 companies, and that's where we are right now. And as you said, Amazon now in. But really, 30 companies, how could that possibly represent what's really going on in the U.S. economy? So that's one problem with the Dow. The other problem is the way it's calculated is nuts. Basically, the Dow is calculated by taking the prices of each of the companies in the index. And that means that any company that has a high stock price will have an outsized importance on the index. And that's not really a great way to measure what's going on in terms of the actual on-the-ground experience of which companies are really the big ones.
And it's not the only one in the game. The S&P 500 is an index that tracks the 500 biggest companies in the U.S. The NASDAQ is mostly made up of tech stocks. I mean, is there an index that does tell us something relevant about today's economy?
Well, I mean, listen, I think the S&P 500 does a pretty good job. And as you said, it's 500 companies, not 30. But also, the way it's calculated is based on market capitalization. That means that instead of just the price, it's the price of the company times the number of shares outstanding. So that's a better measurement. The NASDAQ composite, as you said, it's a 55% tech. It's a lot of small companies. Those two together probably do a decent job. But there are other indexes. There's the Wilshire 5000. There are extended stock market indexes that are created by big investment companies. But the reality is not everyone's going to go look at every single one of these indices. What you really want to get a sense of is, are stocks generally rising or falling right now? And what's going on in my financial life? Because if you don't actually own a stock, you don't care about this. But it may give you a somewhat of an idea about how the economy is doing. And right now, the economy is doing pretty well. And the stocks that are leading the way are the ones that are on the edge of technological transformation.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Jill. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.